The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Doreen Ampofo.
In the headlines, government assures Ghanaians of no immediate plans to increase price of petrol and other fuel products. Chief of Staff cautions state-owned entities against decisions which are at variance with national interest. Guta reiterates call on government to implement laws on retail trade. Italian Navy discovers fishing boat with 30 bodies and hundreds of migrants off North African coast. And senior national football team Black Stars arrive home from Brazil after elimination from World Cup tournament. First, the summary by Doreen Ampofo.
Government has assured Ghanaians that it has no immediate plans to increase price of petrol and other fuel products. The chief executive officer of the NPA, Moses Asaga, said speculations of an expected increase in fuel prices tomorrow, 1st July, is not the priority of the NPA. Rather, it is currently seeking to resolve the fuel crisis. The chief of staff, Prosper Babani, has cautioned state-owned entities against taking decisions that are not in the national interest. Commenting on the National Petroleum Authority's office building, Mr. Bani asked the Energy Ministry to direct the authority not to renew their rent agreement at the end of the current tenure, adding that the presidency is reviewing the approval processes that went into the decision to commit state funds to rent an office when the upfront payment involved could have completed a permanent office building for the NPA. And the trial of Oscar Pistorius will resume in South Africa today after a break to evaluate the athlete's mental health. His defense team earlier argued he was suffering from an anxiety disorder when he killed his girlfriend. A report by the experts is expected to help the judge decide how relevant his mental health status is to the case.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news in detail. Government says there are no immediate plans to increase the price of petrol and other fuel products. In an interview, the chief executive officer of the NPA, Moses Asaga, said speculations of an expected increase in fuel prices tomorrow, 1st July, is not a priority of the NPA. He said the NPA is currently seeking to resolve the crisis from last week and complete discussions with the bulk distribution companies over the payments of their under-recoveries and forex exchange losses. News of a possible increase in fuel prices pushed some oil marketing companies to resort to what was suspected to be hoarding of the products. Earlier, officials of the bulk oil distribution companies, BDCs, issued warnings of a possible shortage because of government's inability to pay them overdue under-recoveries. The shortage of petrol on the market worsened during the weekend, but started improving yesterday following the release of about 7 million litres of the product over the weekend. The Ministry of Information and Media Relations has meanwhile assured the public that enough petrol has been supplied to the various oil marketing companies and is also available at the service stations. Yaro Kasambata is the PRO of the NPA.
There is no price increase and there is not going to be a price increase this week. Already we have mentioned to the public that it is not almost automatic that prices will increase even where you see the variables changing. Because when you put everything together, it is the total effect of the numbers that will tell you whether you have to increase the price or not. So when you are observing the trends on the market, you may be seeing trends that are looking like there should be price increase. But when we do all our calculations, when we add the averages, the total effect is what will determine whether there should be a price. So the long and short is that there is no price increase. And at least for the next 2 weeks, I can say it that there is not going to be a price increase, at least for the next 2 weeks. We are monitoring the situation for another 2 weeks to see what it will look like.
What is the first situation now? I know the government released about 7 million liters of fuel onto the market, but are you sure that it has gotten to all the stations and the situation should be normalized?
All these products have left the depots and they have gotten to the station. So within Accra and Tema, as we speak, we have more than 7 million liters already discharged between Saturday and then Sunday evening. Today, we are going to continue with even more quantity. So we will be informing you of the oil marketing companies who have been supplied with products so that they will have no excuse to give to the public when the public gets there for them to give them product. So we have over 7 million liters of petrol discharged onto the market between yesterday and Saturday. And this morning, we are going to even increase the number. We are going to do this until we have seen all the queues disappear.
You heard the PRO of the NPA, Yaro Kasambasa.
The Chief of Staff, Prof. Babani, has directed the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum to dissolve the committee inaugurated to investigate the rental of the National Petroleum Authority's office building, making reference to the ministry's earlier statement on the NPA decision. Mr. Babani asked the ministry to direct the authority not to renew their rent agreement at the end of the current tenure, adding that the presidency is reviewing the approval processes that went into the decision to commit state funds to rent an office when the upfront payment involved could have completed a permanent office building for the NPA. The Chief of Staff also cautioned other state-owned entities and their boards against decisions and actions that are not in the national interest and at variance with the principles and vision of the president.
Guta says its decision to close down shops and protest against influx of foreigners in the retail trade should not be misconstrued. Its president, George Ofori, said the decision to embark on the strike is a wake-up call for the authorities to implement the laws on retail trade. Speaking on DBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Mr. Ofori said until the laws on foreign trade are harmonized with ECOWAS, the problem will still persist. He attributed the depreciation of the cedi to the influx of foreigners.
We sat down and then did some sort of research and realized that the depreciation of the cedi is as a result of the foreign influx. Why are we saying so? Somebody who is coming in as a foreign direct investor, who's supposed to have had some sort of financial strength, if the person is coming in bringing in about 1,000 containers a month, because of financial strength, what the Ghanaian can do is about maximum 5 containers. So after sales, these two categories are going to the different markets. Who do you think will be changing more CDs into dollars? Is the one who brought the 1,000 containers and the foreigner as well. Because I know we have done some sort of research and some Chinese, the quantum of imports that they bring into this country, you can't imagine. And when they are coming as manufacturers, reps. So if you're in a shop, and it's not limited to Chinese alone, all the foreign nationals, if you're in a shop, then you'll be putting the landlords. Go in there, in the central business district of Accra, for instance, shops are going for about $100,000. You can't believe it. So a Ghanaian can be in the shop for about 4 years, for maybe a 10-year contract signed or agreement signed. He might stay for about 4 years. Before you realize, the foreigner would have gone to give the landlord so much money to the extent that even if he asks you to vacate, he doesn't even want to. He will give you all the money because he thinks he has gotten much. So what we are also saying is that we can't sit down for this thing to continue.
The Director of Domestic Trade at the Ministry of Trade, Kwejonti Metiahene, speaks about the law governing foreign trade.
The new law, Act 865, has upped the capital that one has to bring, the non-Ghanaian, and that is 1 million, and has also preserved retail trading for Ghanaians alone. The difference between the old law and the new law is that the definition of market in the new law is an expanded definition. So by implication, no foreigner or non-Ghanaian can do retail trading in Ghana, because the market definition encompasses everywhere. Wherever there is a store, a shop is considered to be a marketplace, and no foreigner should be trading there. We are not to provide any services in the marketplace. It says trading, and wholesale is part of trading. You are a foreigner and you want to come into the trading sector, you must invest not less than $1 million, and you have to employ at least 20 skilled Ghanaians. So you look at it, you see that the scale of operation here is big, and we are looking at huge supermarkets or shopping malls, not the normal trading with 4x4 stores and that kind of thing. Every country has their own laws protecting their citizens.
The PRO of All Nigeria Community in Ghana, Barry Nwahim, said Nigerians are law-abiding and will observe all laws in Ghana. He, however, cautioned that if care is not taken, Nigeria will be compelled to take similar action, which will not augur well for the unity of ECOWAS.
As of February this year, we had about $1.3 billion in retail investments, not only by Nigerians alone. If as I speak to you right now, you know, when you go back to the Nigerian, you know, marketing, you know, sector, there are a lot of people who, you know, our position is, the law is there. We also have that law in Nigeria. But because we believe that, you know, ECOWAS, we believe in the ECOWAS protocol, we believe in the ETLS, the ECOWAS Trade Liberation Scheme, that allows people within the ECOWAS system to be able to do business. This is ECOWAS. We all belong to the ECOWAS system. And if you're asking non-foreigners or non-Ghanaians to leave your trading sector, we are not against it. We are law-abiding people. We are always ready and always willing to abide by the laws of a nation. But we are saying that. I want to tell you that if that happens, it may affect the relationship between these two countries. Why? Because, like I say, there are so many Ghanaians also who are doing business in Nigeria, and nobody is questioning my own house in Nigeria. We are saying that. Let us have a platform where there should be continual discussion. Let them have a platform where, if this thing happens this way, people back in Nigeria who may not understand that this thing is a law that should be followed duly may begin to act unnecessarily, thereby affecting the relationship between those two brothers. That's our position. We would not want that to get to that level. That is why we continuously plead that there should be a platform where we should keep dialoguing. We should keep talking. If it means our own people getting, you know, contributing into the economy of Ghana by way of paying tax, which some of them do, we have put all the traders to ensure that they do what they register their businesses, they get their business permit. But asking somebody to pay $1 million, how many of our people who are not Nigerians are paying $1 million to do business in Nigeria?
That was the PRO of All Nigeria Community in Ghana, Barry Nwahim.
The Anglican Bishop of Accra writes, Reverend Dr. Sylvanus Mensah-Tortu has again urged Christians to make the reading of the Bible part of their daily routine, saying the Bible has answers to all challenges they might be facing. He said reading the Bible will also help them to develop and deepen their spirituality and withstand the travails of life. Bishop Tortu made the statement when he launched customized Bibles for the Anglican Church in Accra.
That the tree planted by the waterside, the water ran down the mountains and the sea. So as I said, if we are going to be prosperous, then saying that a man learns the word of God. What the church is the Bible? Because so you think that when you are holding it, you will admire it, and you let holy the church. You are called to ask you, what is this? And you end up with understanding the Bible. So the motive behind the is to draw all of us together to be able to defend our spirituality, living towards growth, which is based on biblical principles.
That was the Anglican Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Sylvanus Mensah-Tortu, launching customized Bibles for the church in Accra.
The Synod Moderator of the EP Church West Volta Presbytery, Reverend Joyce Kodade, has urged Christians entrusted with leadership responsibilities not to prioritize personal gains of amassing wealth to the detriment of their duties and growth and development of the country. He expressed regret that many Ghanaians serving in leadership positions are failing to demonstrate the spirit of sacrifice and devotion to duty required of them as faithful stewards, adding that this unwarranted attitude has the tendency of impeding the attainment of the country's developmental goals. Reverend Kodade was speaking at an induction service for newly elected executive of the West Volta Presbytery Catechists Union at the South La EP Church in Accra. The 9-member executive include Prosper Atabuache as president, George Osai, vice president, Foster Gweze, secretary, and Josephine Ametefe, treasurer. Reverend Kodade underscored the need for leaders to discharge their duties within the confines of their statutory regulations and uphold virtues of accountability, honesty, and humility. He also entreated Ghanaians to desist from making derogatory pronouncements against people serving in leadership positions. Reverend Kodade urged the newly inducted officers as Christian stewards, assuming the mantle of leadership, to submit to the Holy Spirit as their guide, while establishing effective harmonious working relationship with the clergy and presbyters of the church. The president of the Catechist Union, Prosper Atabuache, on behalf of his colleagues, pledged to inject a new spirit of renewal and transformation into the administration of the church.
Meanwhile, the Bishop of the Accra Diocese of the Methodist Church, Ghana, Right Reverend Titus Awochipat, says the true meaning of Christianity cannot be manifested if God's word does not impact the lives of the poor and vulnerable. He said Jesus Christ's ministry was that which reached places he was not welcomed or expected. Right Reverend Awochip said the purpose of which the Savior was sent into the world could have been fruitless if Christ had not impacted the poor through evangelism. The bishop was speaking at the commissioning of an evangelism van at the Tantra Hill branch of the church in Accra. Rab Napaha and Esther Adomako have filed this report.
The St. John Methodist Church evangelism team, which visited some deprived communities in the Greater Accra region, said God's word that guarantees salvation has eluded some people due to poor living conditions and basic infrastructure. It is for this reason that the church considered it necessary to purchase an evangelism van to have easy access to these areas to preach God's word. Right Reverend Titus Awochipat is the Greater Accra Bishop of the Methodist Church.
Our teaching has not been too effective these days. We are thinking too much of garnishing our chapels, building big chapels, finishing our chapels. There are some chapels that now have air conditions and all that. You know, we are thinking about all the material things, and we are losing a focus on the teaching aspect of the ministry. The church's business is to save souls. That's why Christ came. You have no excuse if you fail to save souls. But I'm happy that this circuit have seen that the best thing to do is to prioritize the reason why we're in existence, to spread the good news.
Superintendent Minister of the Church, Very Reverend John Apia Champon, spoke about the cost and duties of the van.
It cost us 55,000 Ghana cedis. Someone has even donated a DVD. So those things that are not even listed are coming in from members, individual members, not from the church's funds. We are in the Accra Diocese, and this is what we are doing.
Very Reverend Champon encouraged other branches to emulate them.
The report was filed by Rabna Paha and Esther Adumaku.
The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, says God has invested so much into women, therefore every opportunity must be utilized in harnessing their potential. She said women possess innovative skills which must be tapped in solving the myriad of problems that confront humanity. The Chief Justice made the remarks at the 20th anniversary Thanksgiving service of the Royal Ladies International Ministry, the Women's Fellowship of the Royal House Chapel International in Accra. Abraham Donko and Frida Mufa have the details.
The well-organized Thanksgiving service was to crown activities marking the 20th anniversary of the group. It attracted membership from both home and abroad, as well as partners and well-wishers. In her message, the President General of the Royal Ladies Ministries International, who is also the wife of the founder of the Royal House Chapel International, Reverend Mrs. Rita Kwanchiankra, said through its checkered history, God did not abandon them, but has led them through thick and thin to the stage. She noted that the Royal Ladies Group has witnessed significant growth in membership spanning Ghana, the USA, Europe, and elsewhere. Reverend Mrs. Kwanchiankra was full of praise to God for his kindness and for using them as vessels to be blessing to the marginalized in society. She narrates their history and some achievements the Royal Ladies Ministries International has chalked up over the years.
20 years ago, the Women's Ministry of the Dead International Bible Worship Center, IBW, was born with a group of 12 women who gathered once a month to share the word of God, fellowship, and support each other, and receive empowerment from the Holy Spirit. The name was subsequently changed to Royal Ladies in June 1999 after the Apostle General preached a prophetic message entitled The Royal Ladies. The Royal Ladies Ministry has evolved into one of the successful women's groups in Ghana, with branches in UK, in the US of A, and other parts of the group.
The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, said the judiciary in recent times has faced a number of problems. Therefore, the church and Christendom must support it with prayer. She said without acknowledging God's intervention in the affairs of men, all efforts will be fruitless. The Chief Justice, who was later acknowledged for championing the cause of women, could not help but take a few dancing steps to the admiration of the gathering, who cheered her on by blowing the vuvuzela horns.
That report was filed by Abraham Donko and Frida Mufa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Government assures Ghanaians of no immediate plans to increase price of petrol and other fuel products. Chief of Staff cautions state-owned entities against decisions which are at variance with national interest. Guta reiterates call on government to implement laws on retail trade. Italian Navy discovers fishing boat with 30 bodies and hundreds of migrants off North African coast. And senior national football team Black Stars arrive home from Brazil after elimination from World Cup tournament.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The Italian Navy has found about 30 bodies in a fishing boat with hundreds of migrants between Sicily and the North African coast. The migrants appeared to have been asphyxiated. The discovery was made when rescuers boarded the vessel to evacuate a number of people said to be in distress, two of them pregnant women. The fishing boat with about 600 migrants is now being towed to the town of Pozzallo, southern Sicily. The Italian authorities say more than 60,000 migrants have already landed in southern Italy this year, and thus the record of 63,000 set in 2011 is likely to be broken. Early this month, at least 39 people drowned off Libya after an overloaded inflatable boat capsized while trying to cross to the Italian island of Lampedusa.
Four villages in northeastern Nigeria have been attacked by suspected Boko Haram militants who targeted at least one church. Unconfirmed reports say 40 civilians and 6 insurgents were killed as militants and vigilantes clashed. It is the latest assault on villages near Chibok, the town where more than 200 schoolgirls were abducted in April. Hundreds of villagers have been killed in similar attacks in the region by Boko Haram in recent months. A state of emergency is enforced in northern Nigeria because of the group's increasingly violent campaign to overthrow the government and create an Islamic state. Attacks in the Chibok area 8 days earlier were feared to have left dozens of villagers dead.
North Korea says it will put 2 detained U.S. men on trial accusing them of committing hostile acts. Matthew Miller and Jeffrey Fowle have been investigated and will be brought before court. Reports say suspicions about the 2 men have been confirmed by evidence and the pair's own statement but gave no further details. A U.S. Korean missionary, Kenneth Bai, is currently serving a 15-year sentence. He was arrested in November 2012 and later convicted of trying to overthrow the North Korean government. U.S. attempts to secure his release have so far proved unsuccessful, despite fears over his health.
At least 17 people are now known to have died when a building collapsed in southern Indian city of Chennai. 22 survivors have so far been pulled from the rubble, and 40 others are feared trapped in the debris. More than 70 workers were in the 11-story building under construction when it toppled in heavy rain. India has seen frequent building collapses, many blamed on lax safety and substandard materials.
The murder trial of Oscar Pistorius is set to resume in South Africa today after a break to evaluate the athlete's mental health. His defense team earlier argued he was suffering from an anxiety disorder when he killed his girlfriend. A report by experts will help the judge decide how significant this is. The athlete denies deliberately killing Viva Steenkamp. He says he shot her accidentally in a state of panic after mistaking her for an intruder. Analysts say the expert's report seems unlikely to alter the course of his trial dramatically, since the defense has already acknowledged that Mr. Pistorius' anxiety would not have stopped him knowing right from wrong.
Facebook is facing criticism after it emerged it had conducted a psychology experiment on nearly 700,000 users. The test saw Facebook manipulate news feeds to control which emotional expressions the users were exposed to. The research was done in collaboration with 2 U.S. universities to gauge if exposure to emotions led people to change their own posting behaviors. Facebook has defended the study and said there was no unnecessary collection of people's data. Cornell University and the University of California at San Francisco were involved in the study.
And to football, where the senior national team, the Black Stars, returned home yesterday from Brazil after their first round exit in the 2014 World Cup. 17 players plus the technical team and GFA officials arrived at the Kutuka International Airport. Adam Kourassi, Albert Adoma, Christian Atu, and Michael Essien had already left their teams camp for their bases in Europe. Far from the pomp and camaraderie that greeted the arrival in 2010, the team touched down to an empty arrival hall with only a handful of journalists ready with their questions. The players were in no mood for interviews, but Captain Asamoah Gyan spoke to the press and apologized to fans for the display of the team in Brazil that was not good enough to give them a second round place. Coach Chris Yapia also apologized for the team's inability to qualify from the group. He stated, however, that 70% of the team being youthful, there are still good times ahead for the Black Stars. Ghana sat at the bottom of Group G and only managed a point after an exciting game with group favorites Germany. They lost to US and Portugal in the group's other games.
The Netherlands yesterday staged a late comeback to beat Mexico to reach the World Cup quarterfinals. Klaas Jan Huntelaar scored from the spot in a stoppage time as Netherlands recorded a dramatic victory over Mexico. The Dutch were a goal down with 2 minutes of normal time left when Wesley Sneijder smashed in a fierce drive. And in the second minute of stoppage time, Arjen Robben was fouled by Rafael Marquez, leaving substitute Huntelaar to win the game. Giovanni Dos Santos had given Mexico the lead with a 25-yard strike. The streets of the Costa Rican capital San Jose have been filled with fans celebrating the national team's latest win at the World Cup. Costa Rica beat Greece in the penalty shootout after the match, which ended 1-1 and went into extra time in Recife. With the result, Costa Rica have qualified for the quarterfinals, where they will play the Netherlands. The small Central American nation has reached the quarterfinals of the World Cup for the first time in its history. Tens of thousands gathered in San Jose in front of large screens to watch the match, which ended in a dramatic fashion.
Now to end the news, the main point again. Government has assured Ghanaians that it has no immediate plans to increase price of petrol and other fuel products. The NPA says speculations of an expected increase in fuel prices tomorrow, 1st July, is not a priority of the authority. Rather, it is currently seeking to resolve the fuel crisis. The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, has cautioned state-owned entities against taking decisions that are not in the national interest. Commenting on the National Petroleum Authority's office building, Mr. Bani asked the Energy Ministry to direct the authority not to renew their rent agreement at the end of the current tenure. The senior national team, the Black Stars, returned home yesterday from Brazil after their first round exit in the World Cup. 17 players plus a technical team and GFA officials arrived at the Kutuka International Airport. And the murder trial of Oscar Pistorius will resume in South Africa today after a break to evaluate the athlete's mental health. His defense team earlier argued he was suffering from an anxiety disorder when he killed his girlfriend. A report by the experts is expected to help the judge decide how relevant his mental health status is to the case. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofo
and Samuel Essa in Accra.